3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Mad Gains Live. It's yet another Freight Friday. I'm excited to have you guys. I am drinking the most amazing old fashioned. It is so delicious and so perfect. I wish you guys could be here for this, but we are in Orlando at One Rail's office. And today we're going to talk about the final mile world. That is something that many of us have no clue about. And I'm going to be one of them. We haven't talked about that very often in our show. And today we're going to do that. So I welcome back to the show is Bill, the founder of One Rail. And we've got Ron. Ron is, what's your fancy title?
Chief Revenue Officer.
That's amazing. Chief Revenue Officer. Yeah. I'm excited. I've known Ron for a while now and have followed his career. So I was excited when he came to One Rail. So who is Ron? Who is your perfect customer? What does that segment look like?
You know, it really spans from retailers to distributors to shippers. It's really any company who's wanting to reimagine or rethink how they do last mile delivery. And, you know, let me explain what I mean by that. A lot of companies have just done it, right? They've just figured out, okay, we'll do LTL to get product to customers or parcel. But applying some smarts to that and looking at, okay, what is the best way to get this product to a customer based on any factor you want, whether it's being green and using electric as, you know, in your conveyance mode? Price obviously is very important to companies, but there are lots of factors involved. Obviously, the time for delivery is important as well. So taking all those things into account and really being able to delight customers and be able to deliver according to the timeframes they're looking for, that is really, you know, what's important. So it really spans multiple industries, no particular industry there, you know.
Do you have, like, I'm coming from the truckload world again, but do you have dedicated lanes or is this perfect for the customers that don't quite know when, where their volume is going to come from and it's more sporadic?
Yeah, you know, every customer is at a different maturity model in terms of how they're doing last mile delivery. Some of our customers have fleets, right? And they have their own assets and they're thinking, okay, well, we need more than our assets to meet our customer demand. Other customers look at it and say, hey, we've had this fleet for a while, but we would love to move to a more aggregated model like One Rail, right? And reduce our dependency on fleet. So it really spans in terms of what customers are looking to accomplish. But, you know, One Rail's got an amazing solution that helps companies really deliver on that.
I love that. It's very dynamic.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a customer who said, I don't know, like we have this fleet of box trucks or we have a drivers, but we're not using them all the time. We're kind of losing money on them. Have you ever had somebody that's like either come up with a plan to help us? Either we utilize them, we make them public so you guys utilize them for other customers, or maybe we just get rid of them entirely. Does that kind of analysis help?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the model, right? So it is a true marketplace where you can take advantage of the capacity we have. Bill mentioned 10 million assets that are there and ready to serve. But we can also turn your fleet into a profit center, right?
Yeah.
And you can actually cover loads on our platform.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because that's expensive to have a fleet of any kind and have these people and not have consistent volume or have too much at one point in time and a surge and you don't know how to manage it.
That's right.
Man, that's cool, guys. Yeah. Bill, I would like to talk to you about, you were in the fintech space. From a tech perspective, we were talking earlier off the side, but you were mentioning that you have some tech folks here that work for you and they're more in the data world. So like dig into that for us. Like what kind of like data are you analyzing? What are you doing from that perspective?
Yeah. So we're ingesting the order data that's required to execute the delivery. So we're looking at dims and weights. That's really critical. We're also looking at any attributes, you know, if it's cold chain, not cold chain, white glove, not white glove. You know, those are all elements that we're looking at. But as you can imagine, we're doing a couple million deliveries a month right now. And we're starting to get to a point of critical mass where we can do predictive pricing. We're actually building a last mile pricing index that'll help a lot with planning. A lot of our customers want to be able to do planning
yeah.
and understand what is it going to cost for me to fulfill in this area, this time of day, this time of year. We have that data now. And because we're working, if you can imagine, across different modes, we're working across different asset types within Courier. We understand a little bit like when you book a flight with Delta. Delta's good at this. They'll tell you what the percentage on time rate is for that flight, a little bit like a shipping lane. What's crazy about last mile, and you asked Ron a great question about lanes and how that translates. It does, but it doesn't. It takes, there's many more data points. If you think about last mile, it's kind of hotshot, right? A lot of times it's also routed, but it's way more dynamic than what you see with LTL and FTL. So you have to analyze a lot more data types, and you're dealing in very, very different environments, right? Going from a rural area to an urban area. So putting all that data together to help our customers plan better, more reliably, and eventually be able to translate some of that data to a customer so they can even understand carbon footprint impact of a 30-minute delivery versus a next day delivery.
Yep, that makes sense.
So, I'll give you a great example. Let's just say you go to a retailer in your Toyota Prius. I'm not saying that's what you drive, but maybe it is.
I'd rock that freaking Prius, man. Those things are so quiet. Yeah. Did anybody watch Weeds? If you haven't watched Weeds, it's a great show, but this like drug dealer had a Prius and he's like, this thing's so quiet. I can creep up on anybody in this thing.
There you go.
Oh, because of the electric area.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Keep going. Sorry.
So the example is you go to a retailer and you drive up in your Prius and you end up wanting a farm table, right? And you buy the farm table, but it won't fit in your Prius, right? Mm-hmm. So one rail can be invoked through that retailer to do same day delivery to your home of that farm table.
That's amazing. Right?
And so you think about that, that's easy said, but you've got to match the dimensionality and weight of that product to the right vehicle to get it to your house. So I don't know if you remember that commercial where somebody's buying a used car and they say, show me convertibles, show me red convertibles, show me convertibles that only, you know, have 30,000 miles. It's kind of like that when you're trying to find a courier across 10 million assets. It's who's in the area, who can carry that farm table. You know, there's a lot of sophistication that goes into that. And that's really the what One Rail delivers on every single day.
Well, go ahead.
One thing that made me like just realize I could be completely wrong. But often when I'm shopping as a consumer, which I shop a lot, and something can't be delivered quickly, I get really annoyed. And I'm like, oh, I'll just get it on Amazon. But what you guys are offering for other retailers is a competitive edge. Where you can be
money. That's exactly it. Yeah.
And now we don't. No, you don't have to go on Amazon. We have resources for you where you can get your things delivered. And we can be just as competitive. I can see the sell right now. That's pretty amazing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
clever.
Right.
Clever. All right, Bill, what were you going to say? I'm so sorry.
Well, I think Ron's example was a great one. It's kind of, I think it was a cars.com commercial or something.
Yeah, it's cars.com.
It all filters down to what you need. The way it was done before One Rail was very, I call it hardwired. You know, a shipper would sign a contract with one or several couriers and their TMS would just automatically default that dispatch to that courier with no contemplation of whether or not they had capacity or anything, right? We have such a large pool of couriers that guess what? Some of them don't have capacity, but it doesn't matter because what we're doing is we're finding capacity gaps because we have mathematically enough couriers.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so we can fulfill anywhere, anytime. You know, big focus right now, Cassandra, is omnichannel enablement. It's really allowing a store to fulfill from store, which has been tough for them to do.
Yes.
You know, and that there's inventory issues they have a lot of times as well. So allowing them to fulfill from store, we can give them a very dependable transportation solution from their store. We're doing about 50% of our deliveries, 30 minutes or less. So there's a lot of very fast deliveries, which is normal for the automotive industry. Automotive OEM parts, lightning fast. Time is money. And dependability is money,
amazing.
we're unlocking that capability to deliver from anywhere. And what you said about Amazon, spot on, you nailed that.
We
don't do it single-handedly though. If you look at our customers, they have many thousands of stores or many hundreds of warehouses. the sum of their assets and their inventory and everything they have, plus our capabilities, gives them that edge. I would never propose One Rail as an Amazon replacement. One Rail, though, in concert with our customers, can absolutely let them compete toe-to-toe.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. I was imagining. I'm like, wow, I would be relieved. What is so difficult about the final mile area? And I'm going to wrap up this podcast with this question. I hope that I'm not opening a huge can of worms you can't even answer. But what is so difficult about the final mile area that we haven't had many vendors come in and be able to do something like this? We haven't had many options.
Yeah, I mean, Ron probably has a perspective too, but I think it's fragmentation. You know, it's highly, highly fragmented. It's less regulated. Anybody can go do it, basically, right?
And you don't even need a CDL.
You don't need a CDL. So there's that creates even more fragmentation. When you think about the number of delivery companies that are out there, to connect them and make them trackable, make it so you can automatically dispatch to them, make it coherent and operationalize it, that's what's difficult. Where I think we really did a great job, I think really unique to the industry, is we've aggregated the network, but it's also fully integrated. Yeah. So it's not like, hey, we have couriers there. They're not just there. We can digitally dispatch to them. We have rates. We can track them. You know, we're grading them. We have a courier performance score in each market. So it's the fragmentation, I think.
Yeah, I would add to that. And I would say, you know, transportation has been, enterprise companies and their transportation groups have just been laggards at adopting technology.
Yeah.
I mean, I just face it. That's the way it's been. I've got a background selling real-time visibility, and I was shocked when we would do a contract with a customer, a large enterprise customer. They would tell me, hey, we haven't bought technology for transportation in 3, 4, 5 years. And so I think there's that effect going on. But, you know, as the Amazons have dominated in retail and others want to compete at that level, it's opened up a huge opportunity for technology to come in and really help these companies drive change and rethink this last mile category. So we feel really privileged to be here in this spot, and it's just delivering for our customers, literally, and and no pun intended, right? You know,
Yeah.
Unintended. Well, I'm very, very excited for you both. I'm very excited for Lisa as well, your fellow co-founder. I think you guys are on to something major, and I'm not the only one that thinks that. I know that you guys just went through a successful round of funding, and you've had some amazing partnerships announced. So you guys make sure that you follow One Rail on LinkedIn. Make sure you connect with Ron and Bill and Lisa. They're great people to know, and we will see you guys next Friday. Here we go.